All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're going to do today. Bless everyone that goes forth in your word to speak all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
We made it to verse 26 last week. Jesus is preparing them.
That was in chapter 2.
John chapter 16, verse 26. We made it to verse 26. He's preparing them for the church age. He's preparing them to do exactly the same things that he did. In verse 25, he said, "These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time comes when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. In that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God." So, and he's preparing them for now, for the church age. And he said that he would speak, "I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs." And last week I asked the Lord, what was the difference between a proverb and a parable? And proverbs help people that want to learn from God's ways. It helps them learn from where they are. It gives them clues of faith. But the day is coming, he's going to speak plainly. And in the parable, that's the Lord trying to help the reluctant. He gives them parables. They don't really want to know, but he's giving them a chance to know. He gives them parables because they're reluctant. But Proverbs are for his people to give them clues of faith so at the level they're at so they can grow. But now he speaks to us plainly of the Father. And the Word of God is revealed by the Holy Spirit. The same relationship Jesus had with the Father is the same relationship they will have with the Father, because his blood is going to wash their sins away. He's going to bridge the gap, and they're going to be able to relate to the Father through him and operate no different than him. And in John 14 says that that he that believes will do greater works. So he's preparing them for this day, for these things. With that, our ministry, our relationship is much more important to God than our ministry.
Yes.
And without the relationship, you don't have much of a ministry. And the way he taught me was, he loves you for you, not what you can do for him.
Amen.
That's beautiful. You know, that was what about Jesus, his relationship with the Father. He said, "I do nothing of what I hear of my Father." We have a good relationship.
Yeah.
And the Father had a good relationship with Jesus before he did anything.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased."
Mm-hmm.
And well pleased, but he hadn't done nothing. You know, he hadn't done all those miracles, and he hadn't done all. It wasn't about the miracle. It was about the relationship of obedience.
That's right. And they had, this is a new concept, praying to the Father in his name, going to the Father boldly and expressing their concerns. In their day, they were used to going to the priest, and the priest would tell them what to do in the Father's name or the prophet. But now, everybody has a right to go boldly to the throne of God. And if that's happening, then the Lord can, there's no better teacher, you can't get a better teacher than the Lord. He knows you, he knows all about you. I even learned this. When the Lord gave me a message, I noticed that there's a strategy in it. He evaluates everything, the people that's going to be there that day to hear it. He'll have me to say what they can receive from me. He'll have me to say what they need at that time to build their life. And people are at different points in their life, to hear different points in their life. So the Lord will, he evaluates everything. And then if I preach what he give me, I'm not only preaching the word, but I'm also in the strategy of the Holy Spirit. And it's going to be perfect. But if I deviate, I may not have deviated from the word of God, but you can deviate from the strategy, and the work won't be as strong.
That's where the relationship comes in. You're not going to be as likely to deviate if you're staying closer.
Right.
That's true. Uh-huh. If you're close, you can hear very well.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can hear
whisper. Yeah. And that's usually how you talk. And then sometimes he'll do things you don't expect. He may have you change course.
That's good. Because mm-hmm. relationship is about changing you. The mm-hmm. more you stay in his presence, you're going to look more like him.
Yeah.
Be more like him.
And you learn his
change.
And you learn his ways so that when he do something, it's not a surprise. You're used to it. And people have different needs, and sometimes you may spark faith in them. And that faith, God, he alerts to faith. You get his attention when you draw near to him. When your heart gets in at a point where there's love in it, and when you're inspired by faith, when you hear the word and you want more, that one person can change the course of a ministry. Of a message, because God's gonna he'll leave the 99 and go to that one, and what this is a moment he can help that person, and he'll do what he have to do for them and then go right back to the plan. But when you don't flow with him, you can miss the strategy of God. And and God loves not only me for me, but he loves everyone for who he loves you for you. He loves you personally.
You know, Thurston, that's important in the faith walk. I know the word teaches faith works by love. And that love, we know, is God gives us to other people. Mm-hmm. But it also works by knowing that God loves you. And because mm-hmm. he loves you, he will do anything that he's put in his word to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to walk it out by the love of other people. But if you know God loves you, you know somebody loves you. They're not going to do you wrong.
Right.
They don't want you sick. They
right.
don't want you poor. They don't want you hurt. But they don't mind correcting you either.
Right.
So faith works by love. Yeah. Not only the love God gives us for others, but God's love towards us.
And because of the works of darkness, sometimes people question whether God cares about them, whether he loves them or not.
Yeah, and how could you have faith?
Yeah.
And if you don't believe whoever's saying it, don't even care about you.
Yeah. And that's why if we're in his presence loving him, relating to him, we receive revelation that he loves us.
Amen.
And when I ask the Lord to teach me how to love his people, the more I love them, the more I believe that God loved me.
Amen.
And what happens to your faith? It starts working. Mm-hmm. Your faith gets finished. What happens to your vision? When your faith is finished, your vision increases.
That's right.
And when the Lord say do something,
you trust him, you do it.
Yeah. You trust him and you do it. It all works together.
Amen.
And this is why when the Lord taught me, when he had me teaching about following him, I said people are missing out on too much, but I didn't have a platform to explain it. I just had to say follow God, and I would try to explain it where I could, but the Lord showed me volumes of information of what happens when you trust him. Now, in the world is groomed different. Actually, in reverse. Power. People want to be powerful. And they want to be a leader, a powerful leader. That's big to the world. But that's useless if you don't have a relationship. The word is powerful. The guidance of the Holy Spirit is perfect. and he can do a work that will last. It may not seem powerful the way man measures power, but it's a whole lot more powerful than the world's version of power. Sometimes people won't do something unless it looks big. It's got to be grand, it's got to be big, and then they'll do it. But when you can do what God say do, because God said do it, and put your heart in it, it's going to grow. That's why he told Zechariah, don't despise small beginnings. Mm-hmm. Nothing started out smaller than the salvation of man. Nothing created by God started off smaller than the salvation of man. Because he told the serpent, the seed of woman will crush your head, and you will crush his heel. And he wasn't even born yet. And the Lord put everything together, and Christ became a man.
In the fullness of time.
In the fullness of time. Mm-hmm. For thousands of years, you couldn't see it. And then when he came, that's the Amber Alert. Child got abducted and sends an Amber Alert. But nothing starts out smaller than the salvation of man.
But you know, he wasn't here, but people were calling him here. Anna moved into the church. Mm-hmm. Simeon, he prayed. You know, nothing really happens on earth until somebody called it through.
Can we call the Amber Alert through right now?
Yeah. Let's confess that the child is found.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. We
safely.
Speak right now, this child is found in Jesus'
name. In the mighty name of
every
Jesus.
This child is safe, and
yes,
whatever
she's
divided in any way, we bind the evil. We thank you,
thank
this
you,
child
Lord
is
Jesus.
Safe. This child will have a long,
yes,
life. We pray for salvation in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mary. Yeah. Authority. Yeah. But see, these are the gifts that God gave. And it's all through faith. What could Anna see? And what could Simon see when they were praying?
Well, he was saying that he wasn't going to die until he saw. He said, hey, Dad, when he saw and healed that baby, he said, I can go now.
Yeah. And then he had to stay a while.
And Anna said, I'm just going to move into the church because I got to pray for this day and night. It's got to come. I guess they were looking at all the evil and stuff in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was just reading 2 Timothy, just one of the introduction things, you know, the second, third verse. Read it 100 times probably, and there's as big as life. Promise of life in Christ Jesus. I said, woo! That we know eternal life. I mean, that's everything. Promise of life in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
That's everything.
That's everything.
And that's what the world needs.
Yeah.
That's one promise. I mean, I never heard anybody teach about the promise of life indirectly, but now we just read that promise of life. It spoke to me. Yes, it did,
yeah.
Mary, big time.
Uh-huh.
And I thought of Charles and everybody. And
yeah.
Yeah, promise of life in Christ Jesus. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
And you've got to have it satisfied, and then you go on and have the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. The power of communion. That's what it's all about. Verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we remember you. We thank you for being here in our midst.
Amen.
We thank you for your guidance, your word, your strategy, your love, and the blessing of relationship. Help us to do all that's in your heart for the few days we have left. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Just thinking when we start to had something physically I wanted to put it in my mouth, and I got blood's a seal. It's the one that does the blood's what he's done it, but that's the covenant. That's
yeah.
The blood it
that's
seals
the seal.
It.
Uh-huh.
That's the seal. The name
yeah.
of Jesus, the blood.
Yep.
Yeah. You have a blood covenant.
That's right.
Amen.